Thank you for joining me for this three-part series of End the Diet Drama. I came up with this series because I, like you, was looking for something more. I was tired of always worrying about how much I weigh, what I was eating, if I should be going on a diet. Ooh, that person's on a diet. Maybe I should do the diet too. And it's just crazy. It keeps us on that yo-yo, that roller coaster ride of emotions, ups and downs, twists and turns. And it is frustrating, and we become consumed by our body. We become consumed by what we can and can't eat. We become so limited in our belief in ourself that we forget that we're here for a purpose, and we are here to shine that light with those around us, with our loved ones, and we're not here to stand trapped in this jail cell around our body. So this three-part series is designed to help you live inspired, happy, and free from your body jail. This first part is all on dieting illusions and why they are out there. They're in front of us all the time, these dieting illusions, and we're actually bombarded with them. Our email, our TV, the radio, we're always bombarded with these dieting illusions, and I'm going to go over three of them. And the first dieting illusion I want to go over is the best way to lose weight is to eat less and exercise more. There are many diehards punishing themselves with excess exercise and scarcely eating just to lose a few pounds. I used to be one of those people. I used to exercise 2 and 3 times a day trying to get the five pounds off that I felt needed to be off in order to be able to feel good at what I was doing. And the sad thing is, and the reality of this is, if this has worked for all of us, then the Americans wouldn't have the obesity issue that it has today. The biology of the body is a lot more complex than calories in, calories out. The calorie restriction, when we eat less, that calorie restriction backfires on us. Once you reduce the amount of calories that you've eaten, the body thinks it's starving and it begins to set off chemicals in the body that trigger hunger, which in turn causes the body to crave more food. That's why you find yourself rummaging around in the pantry, continuing to take that loop back to the kitchen looking for more. The end result is constantly battling the hunger cycle with the mindset of calorie restriction. It's just a vicious cycle that will not shut off. It's enough to make anyone frustrated. And the result of calorie restriction is a reduced metabolic rate, meaning that the number of calories that you burn in a day lowers, and it will wreak havoc on your process and your progress of losing weight. Exercising more and more, 2 and 3, 4 times a day, will only lead to a breakdown of the lean tissue that you are using as a fat furnace. It's the lean tissue in your body that keeps your metabolic rate higher. So when you have this breakdown of lean tissue, that slowly diminishes your body's ability to burn calories, which leads to more calorie restriction, because you have to take in less calories in order not to gain weight. When the body is over-exercised, it tends to do the opposite of what our intention was originally. Our original intention is to burn fat and build lean tissue, but when we over-exercise, it flips that. We actually burn lean tissue. The result of overexercise is too much stress on the body, which depletes the mitochondria in the cells, which this is the powerhouse of our cells. It provides energy to the cell, and it is what in turn gives you energy. So if you're putting too much stress on this powerhouse of your body, then you're going to deplete your energy. If you're needing to find more energy, one place to look is your exercise routine. Are you getting in too much or not enough? There is a balancing act. If you've heard any of my other videos that I put out there on the web, you know that I talk a lot about stress and its effect on our body. Be sure you refer back to these videos that you can find on The Win Online or on my website, ashleytorian.com. An important question for you to meditate on if you're looking at this type of weight loss program where it's, you know, exercise more and eat less, it's, will restricting calories and exercising your life away bring you peace, joy, love, compassion? Will it bring energy for you to live your purpose here on earth? Or another thing you can do is ask your family. They tend to know what swings the mood fast in you. And they know if restricting your food and over-exercising is going to bring you mood swings. Face it, it is no fun living on restricted calories. No fun at all. And then having to fit in hours upon hours of exercise into your day that is already full to overflowing. There is a better way. Instead of eating when you're hungry, have a protein and essential fat every time. This is the solution to wanting to eat less. Only eat when you're hungry, and when you do eat, have a protein and an essential fat every meal. This will help curb your hunger. It satisfies you and gives you lasting energy and fuels the lean tissue of the body, which is fueling the cells, which boosts the energy within the cell. When you exercise 30 to 45 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, especially if you're just starting out on a regular exercise routine. Those of you who have been going a while can do the 60 minute if your time allows you and if it's what you enjoy. Find the space of time that you enjoy and that's not punishing to you. It is essential that you find the balance for your eating and the balance for your exercise. They work together beautifully and in harmony when we have them in balance. So this week, work on your eating schedule. Are you going to eat 4 to 6 times a day in small meals, or are you going to eat 3 squares a day? Or are you going to do 1 main meal, 2 snacks, and 3 minis? Make sure your meals contain protein and essential fat. That will help curb your appetite, give you that lasting energy you're looking for. Fill in the gaps with vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds. Find the balance with that exercise routine. Again, start with 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. Build up to 45. Find the activity that nourishes you. Is it yoga? Is it a power yoga? Is it running or walking? Is it a boot camp class in the early morning with your girlfriends? Is it belly dancing? Zumba? Is it just dancing around your house, doing what you love to do, singing at the top of your lungs? Find a movement that moves you, something that nourishes you, and eliminate this dieting illusion that you need to exercise more and eat less. Switch on over to the next CD that is about dieting illusion number 2. The reason you eat too much is a lack of willpower. This is going to be enlightening for you, and I can't wait for you to hear it. It's just going to change your life. I will see you on the next CD.